There you go.
Yeah.
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Good, that's the best one yet.
I am short.
Pizza, pizza.
Eagle! Showtime!
Yeah, I gotta put on my good sweatpants.
When you were making egg foo young in the kitchen, I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's a little thing Tech Show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that a link it bad. For the stream, then go direct to DLNGS.org. And I see channels, analytics.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the castle's just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 1048 of the Linux Link Tech Show. On the show today, we have Joe.
Yep, I'm here, I swear.
We have Dave.
Howdy.
And probably eventually Joel. So the other day, I was scrolling through my phone's Google curated feed just for me on the side of my daily dose of Souls Like and Metroidvanias and current events and recipes I made 4 weeks ago that they keep showing me different versions of, which I absolutely love. But one of my topics is kaiju movies, and there was a listing of obscure, weird kaiju movies, 10 weird kaiju movies. And it piqued my interest, and I had seen, looking through this article, I had seen most of them, but one of them on there really tickled my fancy, and it was called Big Man Japan.
Oh, yeah.
You seen Big Man Japan?
I've seen part of it.
Not Whale Wolf versus Sharktopus?
No. Big Man Japan.
I've seen that one.
So here's the thing.
It's a human kaiju, right?
Yeah, Big Man Japan?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks completely off the wall. It was, I think, around 2007 when it came out or something like that. So I'm like, oh, I really want to see this. I showed it to my wife, and she's like, yeah, I really want to see that, too. And it looks just crazy. So I'm like, well, where can you stream Big Man Japan? Apparently, you can't stream Big Man Japan in America anymore, or anywhere that I can find. Except one place has it, and that's Daily Motion, right? It has it in two parts, and I'm like, oh, cool. What am I going to do? How about I stream it from my phone to one of my many Roku devices, which would be nice to do, and I've done before in the past. But apparently on the Pixel 4a, I can't do it. And I'm like, I'm really miffed. I've followed a whole bunch of different things online about how can I stream Daily Motion videos to Roku. And nothing worked. Now, there have been a couple of suggestions. One was, because the daily, what's that?
Get a new phone.
Get a new phone. Yeah, maybe. Well, the weird thing is I tried from my wife's phone too, and I couldn't get it to work on my wife's phone. Now, I didn't want to go down the same path that I did on my phone because I'm not quite happy about what I did to try and get this to work on my phone. But what it essentially amounted to was that, you know, the first suggestion was, well, there's, screen mirroring or screen smart mirroring or who knows what it's called anymore or, what is it? It's, there's a feature on the phone called, casting. You can cast. Is what it's called on here. Screencasting, right? Cast screen to device, right? That did not work. It would not find any of my Roku devices. So that was out of the picture. It was recommended that you can do it with the Roku app. And so I downloaded the Roku app and tried to do that. Now I could stream to the Roku app, but not anything that wasn't from the Roku app. Like I couldn't open up a video off of, I couldn't open have the Daily Motion video playing and stream that. Now I had the Daily Motion video playing in the default browser. I don't know what the hell the browser is on that. Like, the default browser that if you click on one of the those dots up at the top says you could open it in Chrome. So whatever that browser is called that's not Chrome, that's part of the operating system. I tried both of those. Neither of those had an option that I could cast it onto there. Then they suggested like a few other Android applications that would do this for you. And they're like, oh, they're so simple and easy to use. And they're all free. No, they're not all free, I guess, because pretty much every one of the three that I tried wanted me to have a premium version that didn't have any ads. And I was like, I don't give a shit about the ads. But none of them worked. Like, it just would not do a damn thing. Other than take up space on my phone and make me question whether it's doing something I don't want it to do. I didn't give it any more permissions, you know, other than being able to play the video or look for the video. It didn't make me happy. I don't like having certain applications like that on my phone if I'm not as comfortable with them. They seem to be – they had all the permissions. They were verified and all sorts of stuff. So, you know, it just makes me wonder, is it doing stuff in the scenes? Does it cleanly uninstall when I'm done with it? I hope so. But nothing worked, and I'm like, man, I did this like 4 or 5 years ago. Why can't I do it now? And then I tried with my wife's phone, the same process, but I didn't install any extra apps. And, again, it was the same thing. It just would not find the Roku devices at all.
This is a sad story so far.
It is. And it doesn't get any better, Dave. That's it. I'm like, I'm just totally flabbergasted.
You're just going to have to torrent it.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess so. I mean, or the other option I have is I could buy the DVD for $14. Now, I said to my wife, it was interesting. I'm like, you know, I could buy it for $14. She's like, oh, that's not that much. And I'm like, but then we got to watch it down here on the PlayStation. And she's like, oh, I thought you meant you could just like buy it from Amazon, to stream it for $14. And I'm like, no, I actually have to buy the DVD. But I guess, you know, if that's what has to be done, maybe I'll have to look for a torrent of it.
Yeah. I was going to say $14, you can get you a Usenet subscription, but torrenting's cheaper.
Yeah. What really, like, what frosts my Pop-Tart about this is like, I'm like, why? Why do we still have region-locked movies? Like, I know music used to be like that, but I don't think it is anymore. Is it? Music kind of went – I know, like, a lot of – there was some stuff that I wanted to get back
in
the late –
I think games are still region-locked. Like, certain games are still region-locked.
I know they're PAL or NTSC, but you can buy a Japanese game and play it on a Nintendo console, can't you? I'm pretty sure you can. It's just, it might not have English subtitles with it or English language. And
I know it used to be like very difficult to.
Oh yeah. I thought that went by the wayside. I think the only problem now isn't like Japan and Europe PAL and we're NTSC and that's the big problem.
Yeah.
But even that's stupid. Why can't that? Anyway, sorry, Jill. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, I get you.
Burns me up.
I understand.
Ay, ay, ay.
I'll have to finish that movie and let you know what I think. I know I started it once, but I know I didn't finish it.
I guess
couldn't have been that good then.
I guess the other thing I'd do is
have time. That's all.
I could just pull it up on my laptop and then just connect an HDMI cable into my TV and watch it that way.
Yeah.
That's stupid. That's stupid. I shouldn't have to do that. The only problem with that is you got to make sure the laptop doesn't like go into screensaver. That happens at times, but yeah, I mean,
plus if it's playing a video, that shouldn't be a problem.
Shouldn't be.
Do you have a Chromecast? All you got is Roku.
I used to have a Chromecast, and I don't know where it is. You know, that might be the cheaper solution, just buy a damn Chromecast. Do they still make those?
Yes.
Yeah, they still do.
That's what, they were like $15 now or something? How much is that?
Well, I don't know. I guess you still buy a Chromecast. I know you can get a Google TV.
You can get a used one.
Dongle. You know, that's the same form factor. It looks just like it, but it's Google TV. Allows you to install apps. But
Roku's not letting you do anything, so.
$30 looks like if you get one off of Amazon. New one, 4K. Yeah, no, I can stream to the Roku. It's just I can only stream things from the Roku app, and this is from the browser. So it's like, it's almost just like a Roku remote.
Well, doesn't Roku have that whole screen mirroring thing?
It's supposed to
work with like DeX. So that I could use like the desktop version if I wanted.
Here's a thought, Dan. You said it's available on Daily Motion?
Yes.
Is there not a Daily Motion app for Roku?
That's the thing that does no longer exists.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So apparently the Daily Motion app is like, I don't know. It went out a couple years ago. It's no longer available. So you're left with having to figure out a way to, cast it or mirror it to your Roku device. Ow. And that's where I'm running into the problem. Like, yeah, I would think that the Roku would be able to mirror my screen, but I cannot find an option to do that on the Roku device, on the Roku app.
It should be there.
The Roku app essentially, like if I click on the devices, and it's right now, it's connected to my bedroom Roku, right? I don't have an option to stream or mirror. There's no option to do any of that. If I click on the remote, it's just like the standard Roku remote. I could search for things, but it's searching on Roku for them. Like, I don't see an option to mirror the screen at all.
Well, I know it works with Chromecast. My NVIDIA Shield box has Chromecast built in, and I can screen mirror, you know, real easy. It sees it and just works it.
I had been looking at getting a Roku, like one of the cheap ones that you can get, or a used one or whatever I could find, specifically so that I could do the screen, or well, use the DeX from my Samsung.
Yeah, I've got a Roku device. I that's what I travel with. When I leave the house, I take it with me, and I've been able to screen mirror to it.
Okay, how to screen mirror from your phone, whatever, onto Roku. It says first enable it on your, how to enable it, how to screen mirror. Okay, on your Android, pull down status bar and tap Smart View. I don't have Smart View.
Guess you got a Google Pixel 4.
Yeah, see that's the big problem right there.
So I don't have a Smart View. I got a Screencast. You know, when I pull down on my Google set, my Pixel 7, pull down the status bar, it says Screencast.
Yeah, cast screen to device. And if you go looking for devices, like the Roku doesn't show up in there. So I think that's the problem, is if you're...
Yeah, because my daughter has a Roku TV, and there's also a Chromecast hooked to it. And I'm looking at cast screen of device, and it's showing up in her room. One of the things showing up is the Chromecast.
So this is what I don't understand, right? This is what I don't understand. Here is a statement right here. In general, if your device is running Android version 10 or later and is not a Google branded device running OS 6.0 or later, like a Google Nexus or Pixel, it likely supports screen mirroring. I'm like, why?
Yeah, that's...
Why can't we have screen... Like, there's two things that I would love to have on the Pixel that I don't understand why they don't exist. One is screen mirroring, and the other one is, why can't I shake the phone like every other phone I've used that's not a Google-branded phone and turn on the flashlight or turn on the LED light? Like, why? Why can't I do that? It makes no sense. Why isn't that functionality there? It's on other phones that aren't Google branded. Like, is Google forbidden from doing that?
I don't know about the flashlight. The
Like, I love the freaking Pixel. I love it. It does wonderful things. It works great. It's probably one of the better phones that I've ever had. But those two things I wish it would do. Screen mirroring and the flashlight turning on when I shake it. My wife's like, oh, you can just turn on the flashlight by shaking it. My kids are like, oh, just shake your phone, it'll turn on the light. I'm like, it doesn't work. Believe me, I have tried. And it's just not there. It doesn't function.
I just picture you going off on some senior citizen rant every time somebody shakes your phone.
Why doesn't it work?
I'm like waving my arm back and forth really wide, hitting people in the face. I'm like, it doesn't work. Like, damn, come on. Why? And then the other question is like, okay, why can't I get an app that lets me do that? Like, it's like absolutely forbidden from doing that on the Pixel. Those two things. Why? I don't understand. Dave, find out for me, man.
I'm looking now.
Can you find an app for that?
I haven't been able to. I looked for a screen mirroring app.
Oh, I meant the shake light.
Oh, the shake light? I don't know. But then that's where it comes into, like, I'm worried about downloading some or installing some, like, app from some, like, random guy or developer or some company. I'm like, well, is this just going to start chucking ads all over my phone and everywhere? Because I know my daughter loves to download games on my wife's phone, and when she was little, loved to just grab all those little kids' games, and it would really mess my wife's phone up that she'd have to do a factory reset on it.
Yeah, but they're still pretty darn bad.
What's pretty darn bad?
Oh, those apps that, you know, your kids download or whoever downloads and they start, you know, spamming you with ads. I think anymore they will still spam you with, like, ads, but they won't, you know, download other games for you randomly that will add more and more ads.
Yeah, and so I'm just leery about, I just don't want to go through the hassle of having to factory reset my phone and then deal with
authenticating. Okay, I got your answer on the flashlight.
What's the answer?
You go to systems, and then you go to gestures, and you go to quick tap. And it's having you tap the back of the phone twice. If you'll enable quick tap, you can choose toggle flashlight on or off by tapping the back of the phone twice. So you're not shaking, you're tapping. I just enabled it on a Pixel 7, and it works.
System gestures.
Quick tap.
Where the fuck is QuickTab? Wait, which one is...
System?
I'm on Gestures.
Okay, Gestures and...
Hold on, let me check this.
QuickTap is first on my list of things I can do. QuickTap to start actions.
I have swipe fingerprint for notifications off, quickly open camera on, flip camera for selfie on, system navigation. Yeah.
You don't have QuickTap evidently on the
one-handed mode, tap to check phone, lift to check phone, flip to press and hold power button, prevent ringing. Vibrate. I don't know what
that's. Yeah, I've got all of those except at the top of my list says quick tap to start actions.
What version of Android are you using?
14.
I'm on 13. I don't.
Misty, I don't have it either, if that makes you feel any better.
Yeah.
Wow. This won't make you feel any better. I'm going to leave mine enabled. That's pretty cool.
Oh, hey, thanks, Dave. Asshole. Now, you know, what I can do is, even when I have, like, I can grab the phone, and when it's, the screen is locked, I can swipe down on it, and I can press the flashlight button and turn it off and on. You know, I could do that, but it's not giving me, like, I like to shake to turn on.
You like to shake it?
Yeah, I like to shake it. I can shake with one hand and shake something else with the other and turn the light on and off, and it's like I'm at a disco. Then let me do it. Can't shake it, and I can't screen mirror or cast.
I bet you can to Chromecast. This the Roku thing. I mean, it's like you said, you could buy a Chromecast on Amazon. You used not to be able to buy a Chromecast on Amazon. They didn't sell them. And I just wonder if it's a Google Roku thing, that they're not going to, Pixel phones aren't going to cast to Roku. But they'll cast the Chromecast. It's silly, but...
It is. Because I know that functionality exists.
Yeah.
It exists other places.
It's like Firefox. You can't cast a... You know, the Chromecast extension doesn't work, I think, on Firefox. You know, it's a Google Chrome thing.
Yep.
It won't even work on Chromium. It has to be the Google Chrome to be able to...
Oh, wait. Does that mean that... I can get a Fire Stick, and then I have to have the Fire Stick app, but then it's not going to be able to cast a Fire either. Fire Stick.
Don't get a Fire Stick, whatever you do.
Garbage.
No, I made the mistake of looking for a Roku Stick on Amazon, specifically. And then now every time I go to Amazon, all I see is the Fire Stick.
Yeah.
I wanted a Roku, and now all they'll show me is a Fire Stick. Fire Stick, Fire Stick.
See, I have a Plex server, which has Big Man Japan on it, but my daughter has a Roku TV, but this is completely unrelated, but the subtitles will not work on her Roku TV. But if I plug in a Roku Stick, the Plex app on the Roku Stick will do it.
So you're telling me I don't have to torrent it? I just need to connect to your Plex server, and I can play Big Man Japan.
Yeah, I can.
Or you could just shoot me the file.
We can do it any way you want to, Dan.
Oh, Dave, you're alive. you breathe new life into my heart.
Okay.
Dave sets up a torrent just for Dan.
No,
which would be the slowest torrent ever, just FTP server.
That's so... Yeah.
I can set you up, Dan.
He'll set you up.
I just wish.
Sounds like a drug dealer.
Yeah, I just wish this wasn't such a pain in the ass. Like,
well, welcome that's to most the of Dave's modern suppository. World.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shut up and take it, right?
The flavor will kick in and you won't care about it hurting.
Yeah. I do have I have a Chromecast somewhere, but it's like, gosh, that thing has to be almost a decade old by now. I wonder
if I'm sure the technology hasn't changed a whole lot.
I'm sure, but it probably, there's probably something that won't let me use it. It's like, this is version 2 of the Chromecast and we won't support it anymore. So you go buy a new version or, and throw that one away.
It should update itself.
No, I've had, most of the ones I have still work. I have a 4K one and I have the regular one and last I checked they both still work. So.
I bet you it's upstairs in the drawer with my PlayStation 3 games. Cause that's about the
probably
time period I got it. Back in the PlayStation 3 era.
Or the netbook era. Your little, what was the one you had? The Samsung, yellow one that, trying to remember the name of that one.
That G-Book or whatever that was? I can't.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about this every couple of months and I can never remember what it is. And then I look it up and then I forget it again.
The Mezzo.
Oh yeah, the Mezzo. That's it. I love that thing. That thing was awesome. Did you have a Mezzo, Dave?
No, I had a Triple E PC.
Everybody
had the original one, and I had the 1000, and I had...
I had the Asus Aspire 1. I had a bunch of the Asus Aspire 1s.
I had an Asus right. Aspire 1.
Yeah, I miss netbooks. They're...
I grabbed up
everything
a bunch of them. I grabbed up a bunch of them when everybody was getting rid of them for other stuff just because I liked the smaller form factor. And they were still good for my kids to use. I mean, a lot of them were slow. Yeah, yeah, they're 32-bit. You can't do a whole lot with them.
The older I get, the bigger a screen I need.
Right?
Dave's phone just shows one letter.
One letter. Actually, as good as phones are getting, they're almost the same size as the screens on those, old netbooks.
I'm gonna say,
I like a big phone now. I got osteoarthritis in my thumbs and I can hardly reach across the screen as it is.
I can still deal with the big ones, but like,
you gotta type with your nose, man.
Yep. Rumor I've heard about the Pixel 9 series is that they're gonna release the next version of the Fold, it's gonna be like something like Pixel 9 Fold. So,
you know what?
You need to synchronize them all.
Dave, you know what you need to complete the total senior citizen package? To get one of those pointer devices with the big rubber nub on the end of it to tap in when you're texting on your phone.
The little
like that.
Arm.
Yeah. To put on your bifocals and just tap away with that thing right there like you're using a Palm Pilot.
The little reaching tool.
I worked with a guy that had a Palm Pilot with a stylus and I've never seen anybody more violent with a device. I mean, his screen was pockmarked. I mean,
yeah. Well, I had to do something interesting yesterday. I bought two chainsaws.
Ooh.
Yeah. So what?
Chainsaws.
Yeah.
Oh, chainsaws.
Electric chainsaws. One of them was a pole saw, so it's a chainsaw on a stick. But
I have one of those.
Yeah, I got a letter from the city saying that my tree was covering up the stop sign and the street sign.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, well, they weren't
just
wrong.
Fucking cut it. Yeah.
They weren't wrong. So, and then I got like three people in a row stopped by my house, offering to, you know, trim my trees. But they wanted somewhere between $450 and $550 to do it.
It just like, I'll just buy the chainsaw and do it and spend the same amount of money.
No, I spent because I bought two chainsaws, I spent $170? $180. Spent $180.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Yeah, on two electric chainsaws. And, I was able to get the pole saw first and do all the trimming, and that took me a good like 45 minutes to an hour.
There you go.
You know, dragging everything to the back. And then I started cutting that up. And then, you know, the small saw was for cutting that up. But it didn't get here till late today, and we're supposed to have storms tomorrow. So I just ended up using the pole saw to cut it all.
Wait, what did you get?
Yeah.
Hmm?
What kind of saw did you get, the pole saw?
Oh, gosh, I don't even know the brand.
See, what color is it? I had...
It's green. I think it was green? Omaha.
Or was it Sungel?
Oregon?
Oh, because I have one of them. I have a pole saw. You can take it off the pole or use it on the pole. Battery powered?
No. I thought about getting one of those, but this one is not battery powered. I would not get a battery powered chainsaw because of the finickiness of batteries. I got them pretty good. Plug them in. And this is the Oregon PS750 8-inch 6.5 amp lightweight corded pole saw.
Okay. See,
how big is the blade?
It's 8-inch.
Yeah, those are shorty shorts. Yeah, I had one. I didn't have that. I had a, and I don't have it anymore. I actually gave it to my brother-in-law because I don't have to take care of my yard anymore because it's all part of our association. One I had was gas-powered, and it basically just, you swap out the head of your weed eater, and you put the chainsaw part on.
That sounds
scary. And that worked well. Yeah, it wasn't that bad, you know.
Well, and then the other one I ordered from Amazon, it got here today. I borrowed one of these from a friend before, and it worked really good for when I had a branch fall in the front and to tear that all down. So I ordered one, and it's the Works WG305.1 8-amp 14-inch electric chainsaw.
Yep.
So
I've seen those ones. Yep.
And it does a good job. I mean, it's still only 14 inches, so it's not like I'm going logging with it or anything.
And I like the fact you went with electric, because let me tell you, I hate starting chainsaws that have been sitting a while.
I didn't feel like dealing with two-cycle.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
They're, you got to be careful how you store them, and they're a pain.
I mean, it's...
How often do you use it, too?
Yeah, exactly.
That's it, too, yeah.
A couple of times a year at best.
Right.
But,
I understand. Go ahead.
The two cycles are a lot more powerful, and there's a lot more crap you can do with them. But like I said, I just got the two trees out front that need to be trimmed maybe once a year, and that's it.
Well, do you get my email about LinkedIn?
Yes. I sent an email. I didn't see anything back.
You? Yeah,
I haven't heard anything either. Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping, he must be doing okay because he posted stuff on Facebook today.
But, well, good.
Yeah, I mean, what else are you going to do? I mean, sitting in the hospital trying to get better, you know.
Wait, let me see if I did get an email back from him.
I didn't. Not yet, anyway.
Oh, people are bothering me.
I think it's related to the combination of, because he's been in a wheelchair for a while, and he was in kind of trapped in that, and a lot of it's because of he's got the double combo of he's in kidney failure and he got long COVID too. I'm trying.
What is that? Who's taking
that? Right?
Is the compact server back?
There you go.
what the hell is Murph trying to tell me we can cast from Google Chrome?
Well, I said that you could
from Chrome.
Couldn't Chrome cast from Chromium, but I stand corrected. Murph says
not anymore.
You can. That's what I thought. But Murph says you can. He said it's built in.
No, well, see, that's a good question. It is, a long while Google took away the power to get Chromium to sync your Google account.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't bring book. Yeah, that doesn't work anymore
but,
with Chromium.
Murph just said he did it last night. He can Chromecast to his TV from a Chromium browser.
I stand corrected then.
Me too.
It's been a while since I did any of that.
I was running Chromium, and when Google said that and was forcing people to use Chrome if they wanted to, you know, keep their Google account synced, I just said, okay, I'll just switch to Firefox.
Same.
I've not looked back. And I like
Firefox.
I don't know if I could switch to Firefox.
But
I love Firefox. There's nothing about it I don't like.
Wait, where's the option on Google Chrome to cast to send it to something else? Where is that?
I couldn't even tell you. I don't even know if I have it installed anymore. But it used to be on the toolbar, I guess.
Oh,
it was
wait,
the Chromecast.
Cast?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, look at that. Cast. Roku Express available.
But that's from a web browser. So that your problem solved, right? You don't gotta do it from your phone.
You know what's stupid is like why? Like why isn't it in?
It's in save and share. Well, at least on Google Chrome.
And Murph said that's where it is on Chromium.
Now let's see if I can figure out which one of these is my TV. Actually, no, I don't have a Chromecast on my TV. But it allows you to cast the tab or the thing. Yeah, the one Chromecast I have that's still hooked up is on my living room TV. I can also cast it to my kitchen display because I got one of them home hubs downstairs.
What's a home hub running?
I think it's Fuchsia.
Oh.
No, I think it's
so
Fuchsia.
You're talking Google devices. You can't cast to a Roku,
correct,
can you?
I do not know.
From your phone? That's not my app.
Oh, from the phone. No, from my desktop I can cast to
yeah, it
my
looks
Roku.
Like I
can
do it from my Chrome browser and on Manjaro.
Let me see the device. Let me see. Bring up Chrome. New tab. Incognito tab. Bookmarks. Recent tabs. Bookmarks. Settings. Blah, blah, blah. Nothing.
Yeah, when I fire up Chrome, it's right there. Cast. I should actually update Google Chrome. I wonder, I should be able to just say, the hell with it.
Cast options.
Yes, I think you can, but let me try it. I'm sitting in front of my TV right now, too, and it's on.
Can you have Chrome? I guess you can have Chromium and Google Chrome installed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
It says, okay.
Do I have Chromium installed?
So, for my TV, which is like I said, right in front of me, it says available for specific video sites. So, like, if I went to YouTube, I bet you it would let me do it.
Now, is your TV Roku?
It is.
Okay. That might
be.
You know
what? That's the thing. Maybe.
No, what I usually do, especially with YouTube, I'll a lot of times, like if I'm working and I want to have something on in the background, and I'll turn on the TV and go over to the YouTube app. And once the YouTube app is running, I'll connect my phone to it. Find a video I want to watch and hit it that way, and then it just pops right up on the TV.
You know what? The YouTube app on my phone lets me cast to my Roku.
Yes.
Like, why can't I do it? Why can't I do
it? It's site specific, I think. Joel just said that it's certain video sites.
It's like app specific, right?
Yeah.
So I can't do it with the browser on there, and I can't just do it with the regular Android operating system. It's just mirrored to another device, due to a Roku device. At least not on the Pixel. Like some allow you to do it, but not the Pixel. Cause Google felt like,
if you had a Chromecast hook to it, no problem.
I can get like a $90 Fire phone and it'll let me do that. Is that what the Amazon phones are called?
You're not buying a Chromecast.
Lee, I can go buy a $30 Chromecast too.
Well, you gotta buy a Chromecast if you want to use your Google phone.
I would just go buy a new one. I would just buy one.
I just get that, find that one in a drawer and see if that'll work.
Right. Well, it all depends. Is the TV 4K?
Who cares? It should still work.
I know, right? You know what I've been watching, Dave?
What's that?
Battlestar Galactica, 1978.
You know what I
have? Original. I bought the whole series for $7 on Amazon.
I have been watching Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Okay.
I've been watching Fallout, which is excellent.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good reviews for Fallout.
Yeah, I've seen two episodes.
Some people like it.
I love it.
Some people don't.
it's great so far.
My sister-in-law likes it, but she's like a Fallout freak. She like played every version of it.
I played one and two, and you know, I think if I never played the game, I still think I would like it. It's good.
Oh, they got him.
Where'd everybody go?
I'm still.
Oh, I'm here.
Oh,
we ran
I'm
away.
Here. My headset lost connection for a second.
I'm just tired.
I'm tired.
I know
of
that's
too.
Right.
Joe, look, I want look, my I've been casting.
I've been chopping up a tree for the last 2 days. I'm tired.
Get off my lawn.
You didn't have to cut down the whole tree, did you?
No, but it is a 40-foot tall tree, so trimming it, I might as well cut down a tree.
And pole saws can be rough on your back.
Yes, they can.
Yeah.
Hey, could have been worse. Could have been one of those. What do they call them? You attach just a saw blade on the end of the pole and go.
Yeah, I saw some of those. But, well, you know, I paid, I think about $100 for the pole saw. And those ones where it's just like a saw blade on a stick.
Not fun.
Are $45. So.
Save your back.
Well.
For $45.
I mean, if you're going to pay $45 for, you know, a saw blade on a stick, why not pay, you know, $90, $100 for an actual, you know, chainsaw on a stick?
You should just throw a stick of dynamite up there and blow the branch off.
I agree, but city ordinance, they wouldn't have allowed that.
You say these are corded, not battery operated?
These are corded.
Okay. I was gifted by my son-in-law who works for Ryobi, the small battery operated, chainsaw, which works great for me, what I've had to use it for.
Yeah, I guess I could have gone with the Ryobi since I you know, use a lot of Ryobi batteries. But I just thought it would be better to have the corded one because I didn't want to run out of power halfway through or run out of torque partway through a branch and have it get stuck in there.
Yep. Which can happen.
But I do, my weed whacker, that's Ryobi, and I do have a rotary saw that's Ryobi. And an air compressor.
There you go.
Yeah, I need to
and
get
a leaf blower.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I use my leaf blower today.
I need to get another air compressor so that I can pump my tires up. The one I have has like a, instead of a, you know how a lot of them have the thing where you push it down on and then flip the lever and it's on, right? The one I have now, you twist on, and when I'm twisting it off, I end up letting out air, and compression goes right back down, because it takes so long to get the damn thing off.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. So I'm going to get a different one. The one I had one that was like built into a jump pack, and the battery in the jump pack is much done. So one of these days I might, I still have it. I should probably try and take it apart and see what kind of battery it is inside and go over to the battery store and see if I can't get a replacement battery. And, but I don't really want to have a junk pack that large anymore. I want to get one of those ones that are the same size as like a power bank. You know, that way I can just keep it in the car and then use it when I need to. Plus I can charge phones and crap off of it too.
Well, the Ryobi compressor is actually pretty damn small.
Yeah,
right.
I got one, and it's just it works great. It is small.
I mean, it doesn't have a tank or anything, but it gets the job done.
Oh yeah.
And the nice thing is, if you have a Ryobi or whatever system you get, you can add on to it and use the same packs for everything.
Yeah, well, the batteries can get expensive. I mean, I think because one time I went in to Home Depot to get a new battery, and it was actually cheaper to get the two pack of drills when I already had a drill.
Yeah,
and that came with two batteries than it was to buy a new battery.
Well, then you get a new drill then too, huh?
Yeah, I got two new drills.
Yeah, my current cordless drill is a Hitachi. Still works, I think. Been a while since I used it, so I'll have to pull it out and charge it up, because I do have a couple little things I want to do around the house with it.
But I can always use more Ryobi batteries.
Yep.
You know what I hate about it? It's like, I have a corded weed whacker. I fucking hate weed whacking. So I like
said to
my wife last year, like, I'm sick of this corded weed whacker. I want to get a battery powered one. Right? And she's like, oh, that's fine. We'll do that, right? So we were looking around. She, I had her looking while we were driving around. And she's like, oh, here's a Ryobi, like, on eBay. Pretty much brand new. Everything for, like, I think it was like $100 and some. I'm like, okay, that's a little cheaper than buying it brand new. Sure, let's do it. And didn't notice that it doesn't come with the battery.
Oh, yeah.
Or didn't come with the freaking battery. So now I have this weed whacker without a battery. And the real batteries I have are like, they're like, they're not the 18 volt or whatever it is. They're the, well, whatever it is, they last like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
In there.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, well, what do I do? Do I go buy a new battery, or do I just buy a new weed whacker? Because it's going to be
about
the same amount. Right?
Yep.
I'm like, this is ridiculous.
40-volt batteries are expensive.
Yeah.
Like, I might as well just – so I'm like, I could go buy a Ryobi battery, and they're like $80 or something like that. Or I could just buy a Sunjo weed whacker that uses the same batteries that my lawnmower uses for like $79. Right. And like,
that's what you should do then, because you're not going to be happy with one Ryobi battery.
No. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's probably it.
You need at least two.
Miffed, man. I'm kind of miffed. I should have just.
And I see the Ryobi cordless inflator is $144, comes with the battery and the inflator and the charger. That's a little bit more than I wanted to spend on it. I don't care for the inflator. I don't care if it's a cordless or not. I mean, it'd be nice, but if it has 12 volt That's fine. That's what I want. 12-volt compressor with the same kind of attachment that this cordless Ryobi has, where I just shove it on, flip a lever, and it's on.
One of the Ryobi things I have that I really enjoy is a Bluetooth radio. And
The boombox is nice.
Yeah, they're really nice.
Now, I want to get one of the adapters so that you can use it for USB.
Yeah.
But they are not cheap. You can also build your own, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the Ryobi, the 18-volt Bluetooth speaker is only $72.
But, only, you know, $72. You can buy a Sony for that.
But it doesn't come with the battery. See, that's just wrong. I mean, now the 18-volt, wait a minute, hold on a minute, what's this one? The 18-volt OnePlus compact Bluetooth speaker is only $56. And it has an FM tuner in it, too.
And mine's AM, FM, Bluetooth, auxiliary, and it will charge USB devices as well.
Oh, yeah, you got the one that can also be the charger. Yeah. I've seen that one.
I didn't pay for none of this stuff, so I'm very fortunate.
Oh, you should have your son send me a whole bunch of batteries.
Right? Oh, yeah, he works for Ryobi, right?
Yeah.
Reminds me, I should send a text message to my coach for the boot camp and see if he wants me to bring my Anchor power sound core. Ooh, those are only $27 right now on Amazon right now.
The sound cores?
Yeah, the sound cores secure the break.
Yeah.
$27.99 delivered one day. If I order it now, I can get it at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
I should probably get some more of those because you can string them together. I mean, hook them together. I think any number. I've got two. I've got a Soundcore and a Soundcore Plus, and got them in two different rooms.
That's the Soundcore is the $27.99 one is the gray one. They got a blue and a red one too, but those are more because, you know, color. The blue one is $1 more than the red one, and the red one is $1 less than the blue one, and the black gray one is like $10 less, you know, because colors cost money, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so did I tell you my 3D printer died?
No. What
Which
happened?
One?
One of them's JoJo's, but that's the Monoprice Maker Select V2, and we still need to put that back together. But, no, my Ender 3 V2, I was printing with it, and it kind of jumped the track and started making spaghetti. And, turns out the, X, belt, tensioning
snapped.
Belt, snapped. So, yeah.
And
order a new one. It'll be here tomorrow.
Belts are fun.
How old was it?
3-4 years. I mean, I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
No, that's not bad.
I had to replace a dishwasher this week.
Oh.
Damn. Yeah.
Did you have somebody install it?
Actually, yes. And, cause I installed the one I've got now. And that was a royal pain, and it's lasted 10 years. So I've got the exact same model. It was supposed to be here yesterday, but there's a delivery problem, and I don't know when it's going to be here yet. So I'm without a dishwasher, but I've got one coming, and I just got the cheapest Frigidaire, that you can buy, which is what I got
right. Well, I've got four dishwashers. but I have trouble convincing three of them that part of washing the dishes is putting them away.
Yeah. I'm down to one dishwasher, and his name's David. So.
Well, because the actual dishwasher that I have hasn't been, getting dishes clean, and I have to take it apart again and probably clean out the crap all the way. Like, I'm going to have to really tear the thing apart and find out. Either that or I'm going to have to just replace it, one of the two. We've had it since we moved in, so even if I do, it's still, you know, it's earned its money.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The dishwasher I've got coming is $298, and it's going to be delivered, installed for just under $250, which is,
yeah.
I talked to a plumber. He was going to charge me $250, so.
Yeah.
Home Depot's doing it. So.
Yeah, they'll come in. It'll take them all of, 15 minutes?
Yeah.
It'll take you an hour.
You plug it in, you push it into place, and you hook up a hose.
Yeah.
Couple of them, right?
Well, yeah. Okay. Three hoses, excuse me.
Yes.
One for drain, one for hot, one for cold.
Yeah.
Yep.
In theory. I mean, like I said, I installed the last one, and I had help, and it took us hours just because of the crampness of it all. And,
yeah.
Having to mount it, you know, under the counter and, you know, secure it.
Just got to remind yourself, I am too old for this shit.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I remember when I went down, like, early, like, at Christmas time, I, like, usually, like, go down early before Misty and Luco. That way I can just spend time with my dad and not feel guilty about it. and one year, that's what dad and I did. Yeah, actually, we did do that one year.
Okay.
We did do that one year. But fortunately, my dad's a lot more handy than I am with that stuff.
It's crazy what some of these dishwashers cost. I mean, we...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know.
I'll tell you, my three dishwashers are extremely expensive.
Yeah.
And I just can't seem to get rid of them.
It won't move out. Huh?
Right. I mean, the one is old enough to drink now. And it's still here.
Let me ask you this question, Joe. If you had all that you had, would you move out? All that they have, would you move out?
No. I will say that my situation was a little bit different.
Yeah.
When I was younger than them. Because I moved out when I was like 17. So, yeah. I can see what you're saying.
I'm in the same boat as you. I can't get rid of them.
Yep.
Like, time to go.
Well, I guess I could be more of an asshole and see if that works.
Hopefully Luke is going to get a Luke career in being a mechanic. Because that's what he's taking this class.
Well, that's
Career
handy
Center.
To have around. You know, if they
you're
if
not
they have something
you're
that they
not
can contribute
lying.
With.
You're not lying. They could pay him to change my oil for me. Because I hate doing it, and I don't want to do it on a modern car.
Yeah.
They got all them stupid panels on the bottom of them now to make them more aerodynamic. But you gotta take that bullshit off just to try and change the oil.
You just cut it right out of there. Throw it right in the garbage.
No. No. Some cars have sensors on that bullshit. Now I will say this. Would you, if it made sense for you, would you buy an electric car?
No.
I would, yes.
I'd buy a hybrid. A plug-in.
Yeah. I'd do a hybrid.
Yeah, hybrid. What I also, you know, because my biggest problem with that is there's two problems I have with them. One, I can't afford to have one car that I would drive long distances, aka a gas car, and two that I would only drive in city, which would be the electric car. Now some will say, well, you could take a Tesla on a road trip. I'm like, Yeah, but your road trip's going to be double. Well, maybe not double, but it's definitely going to be longer. Okay. And well, what happens if you get stuck in a traffic jam on an interstate and your car runs out of battery? You're stuck.
Yeah.
And well, I've actually had that happen.
They do have some of the electric vehicles now, from what I was seeing, that are approaching that like 400 mile mark. But I assume that's with like everything else shut off. And that doesn't happen in Texas. But I don't know. The electric cars are getting more interesting. They're just definitely not there yet. And like I said, I'm willing to do the plug-in hybrid.
Yeah.
Or 2 hours of charging or whatever. You can get like 30 miles before you start using gas. But I definitely don't want something that is entirely dependent upon a battery. Especially not, I wouldn't want to do it in some place that was really cold, and I sure as heck don't want to do it in some place that is extremely hot, like Texas.
Or potentially on the coast. I mean, you get a hurricane come through and you get some flooding in salt water. Salt water and batteries don't get along.
Right. And, yep. You know, I've seen electric vehicles hitting the used market, like 7-year-old electric vehicles. I'm not going to buy that.
Yeah. When I bought my hybrid Prius, the technology was already 10 years old. That was in 2012. They had already been used as taxis in New York City, you know, for years, and they were used in Japan for longer than that. So I felt good with a hybrid, but electric's not there for me yet.
Yeah, same here. I mean,
yeah.
The thing is I can't buy an electric car that will get me from here to Knoxville in one charge. It's not happening. All right. My gas car can still do that. So, I mean, that's an important thing. And like I said, I don't like the idea of getting stuck on the interstate. Now, if I could afford two cars, yeah, I would do that. You know, buy like a Tesla or something like that, that I just use around town and, then keep my Traverse, you know, but
you know, I'm retired
that's not
now.
Happening.
I'm retired now, yeah. So I don't drive anywhere near as, you know, like I used to.
Right.
But my next car will be, just a regular old gasoline powered truck. The only other car I would entertain getting is a carbureted, you know, like a 67 Volkswagen or something.
Yeah. But yeah, it's electric, found out
electric would work for me because I don't drive very far, and I had a plug in the yard, you know, if I had that would work, but I'm not putting my eggs in that basket yet.
Right.
My daughter's got a Prius hybrid, and
what year?
That's a good question.
The new ones are sharp.
No, I mean,
they
used,
look good. Okay,
this is. I think it's 2011.
And is her analog brake actuator gone out yet?
I don't think it has.
But it will.
It might have been replaced before.
Okay. Yeah.
She got it, but she got it like, oh my goodness. Senior year of high school, so we're talking 2019 or 2020.
They're great cars. I got a 2012, and the only thing that's ever gone wrong with it is the analog brake actuator.
Yeah,
and it's still driving.
It's been running like a top, man.
Yeah. It's the best car I've ever bought, technically.
So we can't complain about that.
Nah. I don't know how long that Civic would have lasted if my oldest daughter hadn't totaled it. But I've got 200,000 miles on the Prius, and it's still going. Got 50,000 miles on the Ascent,
And no, that's just a straight hybrid. It's not the plug-in hybrid.
It's just straight hybrid.
And that gets what, 50 miles to the gallon?
It got 50 when it was new. It gets around 40 now.
Okay. That's still really good.
Oh, yeah.
Money, though.
Yep.
I gotta get some work done on the Fit.
That's still going? What year is that? That's 2007. Wow.
My across the street neighbor is, him and his wife are both mechanics.
Okay.
So he, it's like, I call him up and say, hey man, do you mind taking it in? And so either they'll work on them here or they'll take them into the garage that they work at.
Nice.
He took it today and he came back and said, well, did this, and I said, in order for it to actually get inspected, these couple of things have to be done, and he's going to write me up a price list, get these things done. It hasn't been inspected since 2022.
You still got that shit in there?
What shit?
Inspection in Virginia?
Yeah, we got to get them inspected every year. I've just been flying under the
radar. I'm glad I don't.
It's wild, man. I'm like, oh gosh, I just need to get this damn thing and finally inspected. Cause it's been like 2 years out and, you know, I'm like,
right?
the police station is like a half a mile from my house. I'm driving in front of and behind cops all day long, every day. And I'm like,
no, we have to get our inspection done in order to be able to complete our registration.
Yeah, that's the way it was here years ago. We don't have inspections.
We don't either.
We're supposed to be getting rid of them.
You couldn't get a sticker on your license tag if you didn't have your car inspected.
See, we can't get our car inspected unless it's registered.
Well, that's fast hackers.
So you have to have it registered so you can get it inspected, which is, so that's what they ask for is once you get your, so long as you have your registration, then you can get it inspected.
Right?
I'm glad it's not the other way around or I'd be at up shit's creek, man. Drive without a registration and an inspection? Oh man.
You see, in Ohio, you can drive with the fenders flapping in the wind. They don't give a rat's ass.
Spend that registration money on OxyContin, right? Or inspection money.
Somewhere, maybe. Not me.
I remember my first trip up north. I went to Michigan. This was early 90s. And I remember seeing southern cars for sale. I guess that had never been exposed to salt, I guess. They were used cars, but they were
fetching a premium price.
I don't know. I didn't stop and look at the prices, but I remember seeing signs at a used car lot for southern cars.
Dave went home and put some tires on those six or seven cars and his jacked up in the cinder blocks in his front yard and had them all towed off to Michigan to make money. Do you have a kennel out back with a hound dog in it, Dave?
No. Oh. But I do have a car in the yard. I mean, I do have a broken down truck in the yard, but it's in the backyard and it's behind
the backyard.
Yeah, nobody can see it.
Has it got weeds growing out of it now?
Nope. The spider webs.
The spider webs.
Yeah. The 93 Chevrolet work truck.
Wow.
Here you go.
What's wrong with it? Everything.
Yeah. The last time I drove it, it's... Well, there's a bunch of stuff wrong with it now, I'm sure, but it was a gas flow issue. It would go dead if you went uphill. So
is that what they're going to bury you in?
Probably. I'll get rid of it before then, hopefully. It's
be
on
like
my list.
The southern equivalent of a Viking funeral. They just put you in the truck and push you down the hill into the quarry.
They just push it in the ditch and set it on fire.
Yeah.
Yep. It's just like I found out recently there is a... Yeah, I don't know if you guys ever heard of a Cars and Coffee, but basically it's where people go and they set up their car in a parking lot and walk around, look at all the cars, and drink coffee. All right.
Well, they have that here, but it's usually with beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's usually you bring your cool car, which I don't have a cool car. I have a dad car, so 2022 Chevrolet Traverse. And my son has a 2024 Trax right now. They both do good. Except when we were down in Knoxville at the hotel this past Christmas, and Luke got a flat tire.
Was he able to change it?
We were able to. Actually, we had this magical thing. It's part of all of our loan called Roadside Assistance. And they changed it for us, but he can't change it. I'm sure he can. I can too, but.
Wait, you said you can. If I got
can.
But how long did it take them to come out and change a tire?
Only an hour.
Whatever. An hour? No. It takes like 10 minutes to change a tire. You could have done it yourself.
Well, I know. I know, but if I don't have to do something, I'm not gonna do something.
There you go, I guess.
I mean, I pay for it, so, you know, it wasn't that bad. I was more concerned with being able to get in and out of the shop to get the tire plugged, but, and we went over to, in fact, that plus the repair cost us nothing. So really it didn't hold us up all that long. You know, we only held up maybe, well, total of an hour, you know, of when we wanted to leave. So, no big deal, you know. Got it fixed, got it on the road, and, you know, but one thing that is kind of annoying, too, that kind of ticks me off, because it's happened, I've had it happen with a couple dealerships where, if you got it in for work, like, say, changing oil or something, and it's also time to rotate the tires or something. They'll rotate the tires, but they don't sync the sensors up properly. So, like, all of a sudden, you know, it'll say, your right rear tire is low, okay? And so you go and check that tire, and it's fine. And you have to walk around and find out which one is the low one.
That's so what used to be the right rear tire is no longer the right rear tire.
That's right, because they didn't sync it right.
That's when you drive it back to the dealership and you say, fix this shit.
Yeah. I mean, that takes all of, 10 minutes to do that, maybe, after you rotate the tires, but they always forget to do it. Yeah, so I've taken to, like, when I start to do that, If I have that on the list of stuff I want them to do, I'll say, make sure you sync the damn tires in a comment. And then they usually do it. Although, I say it nicer, you know.
I don't know why. Down in the South, we change our own tires. But and we plug our own tires.
Right.
Too. But I don't know why they it's such a pain to get the temporary spare from wherever it's at. And my truck.
Yeah, it is.
It's easier than my daughter's Honda Pilot. That you, where it's at, you can only turn the lug nut tool that you also use to lower the tire from underneath the car. You can only turn it 180 degrees and you have to take it off, set it back in there and turn it again. I counted. It's like 50 rotations. If you've got arthritis in your thumbs like I do, you know, it seems like it takes 20 minutes. I'm sure it only takes 10, but it takes way too long. Just to lower the tire. That's the hardest part about changing the tire.
Yep. Yep. Some companies now, when you buy your new car, don't include a spare with it. You get a pump, some stubble flat, and some well wishes.
Wow.
Yeah, Chevy, at least when they were still making the Malibu was like that. That was an option, like a $200 or $300 option to get a freaking spare tire. Now this is goofy. They get the guy at church that I work with when I do photography. He finally signed me up for a Microsoft 365 account because the church pays for that, and so that I can use the storage on it. Not that I care because I have my own account, and he messed up my name and I can't change it. It won't let me change it. The email address is fine, but the name in the account's wrong. I'll email him and say, "Can you change it?" Not that I really care too much about the emails. I don't really. It's like that. Like I got an email address for my master's degree at DeVry, so through DeVry, right? We went through the whole first session. My last live class was yesterday, and didn't use that email account once. That's also a 365 account too. So like everything came through from Canvas via my Gmail account, which is just fine by me. I'm just. I'm not like Dave. He still uses a lot of Linux links, and I don't even think you got a website up anymore.
I do. It's just not been updated in 3 years. But yeah,
okay.
There's a website.
Used to be a RSS feed.
Yes, it's actually a Jekyll. I can't remember what I'm using.
To
build the web pages.
Joomla.
No, I think it's Jekyll.
Jekyll.
Yeah. Is that right? Hold on a second, I tell you. Yeah, it's Jekyll.
Yeah, I'll email the guy to change it. Because I got a nice looking email address for my church. It's Joel at blah. Now, more Dancy just shared that in the chat there.
Hey, Jekyll's the engine behind GitHub Pages, and it's a static site
simulator
that uses Markdown. It's yeah.
I'll have to look into. Haven't done it yet, but at work we've been doing something interesting. We use something. I think it's the internal tool. We're using is we call it Palantir, but it's, and if you search that you will find software based on that, but that's, I don't think it's actually that. It's a basically what it does is they got some Ansible that they run that goes out and crawls the servers and it updates a Dynamo DB on the AWS side. I think it's Dynamo DB on AWS side thing. So we decided that we're going to try and take this one of our senior person who does a little Python coding was able to work with somebody who has a little bit more AWS experience and generated if you ever on Windows or Mac, there's a program called DevOcean's Remote Desktop Manager. So that is what we use to both secure shell as well as a remote desktop into the server. And our problem has been that what will happen is like what they're in a project right now to start migrating servers from Windows 2012 to 2019. All right. instead of keeping the same IP addresses, they're doing the cloud thing and spinning up new instances with new IP addresses and all that happy horse crap. All right. So that means we can't RDP into them. And we probably shouldn't use IP addresses, but a lot of times we have to because the FQDN doesn't always work for us for whatever reason. They probably could fix it, but we're not going to, you know, we're not going to be able to push them to fix it. So either way, this looks at the data in this DynamoDB, generates these files. Once we have the files, we can import them, but he also wrote a Python script that's designed to go out there and update the database that Devolution's RDM uses, which is a SQLite database. So it's pretty cool. I haven't actually ran the update process, but once I get that done, then I don't have to, what I'll probably do once we get it solid is I'll set up a cron job on my MacBook that once a day, like at like 3 a.m. or something, that goes out and gets that stuff and then updates it. So.
And Joel, since you brought up my webpage, I looked. I last updated October 13th, 2021. So it's due for an updated blog post. But
That shows you how long it is since I looked at it.
Hey, Joe, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Several weeks ago, you mentioned Joplin and your Nextcloud instance and having problems with something.
Yeah, deleted files, the trash.
Yeah. I looked into that, and I'm not having an issue with it, but I think the difference between your setup and mine is none of my files are encrypted.
Okay. Well, I wanted to tell you, do you remember that script you had me look at for audio bookshelf?
Yeah.
I did use it.
Oh, does it work?
It does, and I will say. And it's not as useful as you might think.
Okay. Bada but, Boom Books, that's what it's called, right?
Yeah, Bada Boom Books, yeah. Essentially, what you do is you install it. And then you have to point it to each individual folder for a book.
Uh-huh.
And it
takes you to a web page, and you confirm whether that's the
correct book or not. All you have to do is you use the clipboard, so like you'll just copy the URL, and it'll automatically move on to the next one.
Okay, so it's a little laborious, but does it work?
It does, and then it doesn't. Okay. Like, I had a couple of instances where it worked just fine, and then I had a couple of instances where it threw an error for some reason, and then it just lumped all the books into one book, and I couldn't do anything about it.
Nah.
So it's a little jank.
Needs some polish.
Yeah. I can see where they're going with it, and it was helpful with some book series, but it was not helpful with all of them.
One of those, your mileage may vary things.
Yeah.
I might get lucky if I try it, and I might not.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's like those tools back in the day when you had this giant pirated MP3 library from LimeWire or someplace.
Yeah.
And all your ID3 tags were wrong, so you use a tool to straighten that out, and when you're done, it's in worse shape than it was to start with.
Yeah. I'm also, you know, I've got like a couple of terabytes worth of audio.
Yeah.
So anything I do on mine is going to be a bit of a chore unless it's completely automated.
Wonder how much I have.
Who knows?
I'm getting ready to look because I'm curious.
But, I keep forgetting to tell you that I did try it out because I told you I would.
I meant to ask you, but I didn't want to pressure you.
Yeah. Oh, I tried it.
I have 157 gig of audiobooks, so not as much as you.
Yeah. Let me go look. Audiobooks. Properties. This is going to take a second. Okay, it's already over 500 gigs, 600, 700, 800, 1 terabyte, 1.3, 1.5, 1.8, 9, 2 terabytes, 2.3 terabytes.
All right. For the record, this DU space dash H is quicker than whatever you did.
Well, if it was the only thing on the hard drive, then that would.
Yeah, yeah.
What? So, I am considering ordering another 12 terabyte hard drive one of these days.
I should probably do that. I've been able to postpone that. I got 10 hard drives and for my libraries, and 5 of them were backup. And I ran a nightly backup job, but then I got gigabyte internet, and I thought it's probably just cheaper to re-download any hard drive that's goes south than it is to buy a new hard drive. Now that I'm retired, so I just run a script. Nightly that puts an alphabetical order everything on that particular hard drive, and then if it goes south, I know what to replace.
I make sure that my documents are backed up. I make sure that my photos are backed up, and mostly anything else can. If I lose it, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
But no, I got my 1 terabyte SSD, my main disk. And then I've got 2 8-terabyte hard drives, a 4-terabyte hard drive, which is due to be replaced because it is aging, and then a 12-terabyte hard drive.
I think I have 2 12s, 2 10s, 4 8s, and a couple of 6s.
That's just what I need.
My media.
How are the 6-terabyte? I know that there were a lot of issues with all the 3-terabyte hard drives that were coming out for a while.
And these are all USB. These are USB enclosed external hard drives. Yeah.
No, these are all internal.
Nah, I mean I have internal for the operating system, but the media itself, I keep them on external.
Hmm. No, I've considered buying external, but as long as I can get internal cheaper, I will probably keep going with internal. Now, granted, I'm running out of places to put them. I think I got one slot in my DAS that is still empty. And then I've got, that 4 terabyte that can be replaced, that's internal. So.
I'm going to have to look at, I just was looking at, on Amazon, QNAP has a 2-bay direct attack storage. So basically,
a DAS.
Yes, a DAS. It works over a USB 3.2 Type C for $379, 4 terabytes.
Do something about my ignorance here. What's a DAS?
Direct attached storage. As opposed to a NAS, which is a network attached storage,
right. The direct attached storage would be faster because you would just hook it up to your USB-C port and be done with it. And it acts just like a hard drive, and the smarts inside the QNAP would take care of the RAID.
Gotcha.
Instead of having half RAID built in into your device, into your computer.
Gotcha. Yeah, my DAS is only like USB 3.0, but it only costs like $40.
Right.
And it's done the job. I got zero complaints about it.
So either something like that, I want to do either something like that, or I want to do a NAS, which probably NAS is more like my speed.
Before I paid $300 and something for another DAS, I would just, look on Facebook Marketplace, get an old computer, and make my own NAS.
Also an idea too, right?
Then my money could go towards hard drives as opposed to going towards you know,
right.
The Daz.
Good point, but the odds of me finding a, I hate Facebook Marketplace. Look, it's really bad around here.
It, even old businesses, you know, get rid of computers. It does not have to be a powerful computer to, you know, make a NAS. It doesn't. All you got to do is be able to throw some RAM in it, a good network card, and you're good.
Have you guys ever looked at govdeals.com?
I think I've looked at it in the past, but another good place that you can look, and we've talked about it before, is the Goodwill auction.
Yep.
I see. Yeah. I never can get lucky winning stuff off the Goodwill auction.
Go to eBay. I mean, any of your like old business.
Yeah, stuff. Yeah, I know.
40 bucks for an old business computer.
Yeah, that's what a lot of my desktops are. I mean, I've got one nice laptop and a couple of refurbished servers, but everything else is a refurbished business class PC.
Well, it just depends on how much labor you want to go through to get done what you want to get done. Because the idea of me getting a NAS would be so that I could, like, later on down the road, when the get driving failing, I could swap it easy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
that's
well,
the thing you get with the NAS that you don't with the with PC like that.
Well, that depends, because you can also buy the 5 1/4 front panel thing that has like
the swap,
two
right.
or three slots that are hot swappable, and
right.
still not spend $350 on it. But that I don't mind putting in the extra time to save that little bit of money.
Right, I get it.
GovDeals.com. There's a 1965 Ford Shelby Cobra 351 engine with carpet
and
cover. No,
the engine.
It's the whole car. The current bid is $42,750. It's nice.
Do you remember when 351s were like, you know,
oh, yeah.
a dime a dozen? You could get drop like $500 and have a rebuilt one?
Yep.
Ah, good old days.
Speaking of good old days, we've got to wrap this up. It's getting late.
Right.
Done got late.
Sure.
Yeah, damn right it did get late. It's time for your nap, old man.
I had three naps today. What are you talking about?
Time for your final nap of the day.
Yeah. The big nap.
Yeah.
So that way you have enough
big
energy
nap.
To nap tomorrow.
Yeah.
Grandson coming over tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. He's 10 month old and he's teething, which means he's not in a good mood, but he goes to sleep a lot. So I had three good naps today.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's not napping, he's drooling.
Hey, since he's 10 months, were those cuddle naps?
No.
Oh, cuddle naps are the best kind.
Yeah.
Oh, here you go, Joe, on GovDeals, a lot of 42 computer chassis, currently going for $122.
All that would do is take up space in my garage, and there is already enough space taken up in here. I mean, seriously.
A lot of those GovDeals options, you have to pick them up, a lot of them.
Yeah, that's a problem. Especially if they're in like Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Yeah, or Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah.
Well, if they're in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, I'll make a couple of phone calls and have somebody pick it up.
Right.
All right, I'm going to play this out. Here are your promos. We'll see you in a week for the joy that is Dave Yates and his flavored suppositories. Here you go. All right, what happened to the damn audio again? Jeez. Did I turn it off?
I don't know. You did something.
Yeah.
Probably the same thing you did 2 weeks ago.
Well, I don't know what happened. It was just...
What? Why is this looking mount? Okay, let's try it again. Oh wait, what, why? Oh, this isn't good. Why is this laying over here? Why is this laying over here, Dave? Shouldn't be like that.
That's where it fell off at.
Yeah, but that didn't make a difference either. Why is this laying down here too? Oh, how do all these things fall down? Oh, man. That's not good.
All right, I do gotta run. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, see you, Jeff.
See you, Jeff.
Okay. I hate when this thing stops. You know what I do? I know how to fix this. This laptop needs to get replaced.
You just stopped the recording.
I stopped one of the recordings, the backup recording.
How about that?
It just happens to be the one that I play the music off of. Let me try this again by reconnecting it. I don't know why it's giving me an attitude. It's going to get smacked in a minute, Dave. Smacked.
You got to talk dirty to it.
Yeah. All right, let's try this again.
I am short.
Oh, my God.
It's Hacker
Public Radio. Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? With my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Well, you were making it for young in the kitchen. I
was in the dining room having sushi.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for your hike?
Not yet. I am going to go for a hike this weekend, probably. I wanted to do it last weekend, but going for a hike and being on call doesn't really mix.
Why not?
Because I can be 3 miles into the hike and got 3 miles to get back to my car, and it would be bad. Not like
how
I'm gonna
get
cart-
called when you're on. How often do you get called?
It depends. It could be like this weekend. Like, let's see, what happened this weekend? As one of our clients' API servers, somebody deleted the sites. The folders are still there, but they deleted the sites in IIS, which caused an issue that I had to fix. And by somebody, I mean another team did. That is not really ready and willing to say that, yes, I fucked up. So that's just one thing.
Dave's too busy changing out his suppositories. You don't need to listen to anything.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say diapers.
Maybe that too.
Definitely that.
Got to keep those suppository in somehow. Well, yeah, I found out work is switching to ServiceNow and Dynet.
And what?
Dynatrace?
I never heard of it.
I think Dynatrace is taking over for, what, ITRS?
It was with my mouth. What's ITRS?
Turing tool.
A what tool?
Monitoring.
Oh.
But we should also be switching to Splunk.
Oh, Splunk. I know Splunk. All right, let me see. This is, you know what show this is, Dave?
Well, I wasn't here. Oh, my mouth. I wasn't here last week, so I'm guessing it's 10:49.
What?
Is it 10:49?
No, it's 10:48.
Okay, I wasn't here last week, so I'm thrown off.
What is that? What is that? Like, sounds like something's filling up. Whoa!
It's not me.
Shouldn't be me. Is it me?
A lot of weird feedback from you, I think, Joel.
Me?
Joel.
Yeah, it looks like it. Hold on.
Got him, Dave. Get that shit out of here. That's what you say, right? That's how they did it.
Go into the listening booth, and it all just stops.
Don't you love it?
Mm-hmm. Let me reconfigure here. So.
What I got in my pocket? Oh, my key.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
I found Dave's dignity in my pocket.
Must have been pretty small.
I almost lost it. That's. I got a little vial I put it in. I gotta mail it back to you, Dave.
Not a vial of my tears and my dignity.
Woo.
What else? Take that as a distinct maybe. Dave, can you say something else?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Do I need to say something else?
No, because I thought I was getting some feedback from my headphones into my mic, and I was just checking.
Okay.
I'm good.
Ugh. Oh, wait, that's not ready yet. Okay, I think it's all ready. Oh, my goodness.
Bone saw is ready.
Oh, it's too bad Joel's not going to be here for this thing. I got a question or a complaint he might chime in on. But then it'll probably go off to hiking. And that's not going to help me. All right. We all ready? We all ready for this?
Sure.
You all ready for this? Sing it, Dave. It's back in the clubs. Back in the clubs, Dave. Back in the clubs.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Is that what that was?
Is that who that was? That would be my guess. I don't know.
That would have been my guess too, to be honest. I don't know anybody else from that period. Yeah, I don't know. All right, here we go. Before Joel gets on, let's do it. 1048.